heard bad part is it's warming up. Hopefully I was making it. And I said, yeah, for sure. That sounds like it's going to do a good job. But bad part is it's warming up. You won't get a real true test probably until next winter now unless we have another cold snap. But it's definitely, I'm sure, going to make a noticeable difference. Even in the summertime, you'll probably notice the AC doesn't run quite so much.
Well, the thing is we hardly ever run the AC because of the use of utilities. And we tolerate it to a certain point, but it's only when it gets really humid and intolerable that we run the AC. But when we do run the AC, it will definitely help out. We run dehumidifiers, so the electricity use on that, too, is going to go up because they're going to be kicking on more with more humidity. It's the electric part of our bill. I don't know if you were over to my house or not. Let me rekey. But anyhow, the house was built in 1951, the main part of the house, and then there was an addition put on. The addition, I don't know what year it was built. So I found out about not having insulation by accident, literally. I fell against the wall and broke the wall open. And when I pulled out the drywall, there was no insulation there. So they came out and they checked it and confirmed that there was no insulation in the front part of the house. There was insulation in the back part of the house, talking about the walls. And then they went up in the attic and had a look at the attic. So three different quotes on the full quote. If we would have got all three things done, it would have been $7,000. So we couldn't bear that cost right away, so we ended up doing just the most important part, the part without insulation at all.